I just want to tell you all, I love you all. Yeah, sure. It's easy to sit somewhere, sitting in front of some cameras, which you can't see, but obviously I'm sitting in front of some cameras, and say, I love you all. It sounds nice. It is nice. What is the practicality of it? Well, actually, it's natural for us to love everyone. That is our natural position. Because we are all naturally parts and parcels of Krishna, the supreme loving personality of Godhead, who loves everyone, every living being. So being part and parcel of him, it is natural for us to love every being. Although it's not possible for us, as does Krishna, to have a direct loving relationship with every living being. But there is a sense in a purified soul, there is a sense of, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, describing the nature of his pure devotees, Advaishta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna eva cha. Krishna says, one who is without spite to all living beings and has a basically friendly relationship with every living beings and mercy to all living beings. Nirmamo nirahankara. Someone who is without a sense of, this is mine, get out of here. Nirmama and nirahankara. I'm so great, I'm so wonderful, just look at me. So these are some of the natural symptoms of a purified soul. If someone has symptoms such as these, we call them a saint. But actually, saint is just a term for what everyone should be, a normal person. A normal person shouldn't lack love toward any living being. A normal person shouldn't desire to exploit others or to usurp their property. That's just normal. The very fact that we have saints in the world just shows how bad we all are. It's natural to love, but we have become cut off from our natural propensity of love because the source of all love, Krishna, we have turned away from Krishna. And that natural tendency to love him, which naturally diffuses to all other living beings, has become cut off at its source. And therefore, we see ourselves as competitors with others. We don't like others. There's a general tendency not to like others unless they do something for us, conceived in terms, misconceived in terms of our benefit, in terms of worldly aggrandizement. But actually, nothing of this has anything to do with love, and therefore we are unhappy in this world, and therefore as we become more and more unhappy and more frustrated, we become more and more the opposite of what we should be, loving. Therefore, in human society there is this competition between the bestial side, the Mr. Hyde side, and the Dr. Jekyll side, the good side. We have morals, we have laws for people who don't follow the standard morals, accepted standards of human behavior. Those morals are sometimes instituted in religious laws, just like we have heard the golden rule, love thy neighbor as thyself. It shouldn't need to be said. But even though it's said, and even though it's so famous, it seems to be so hard to do. Why is that? Because we're trying to love without recognizing the source of all love. We define love in terms of making people feel good in a situation of ignorance, which ultimately cannot do them any good. However much we love others, however much we feed them and clothe them and praise them, treat their illnesses, we all have to suffer repeated birth and death in this world due to our forgetfulness of Krishna. Therefore, real love, or the best manifestation of real love, is to try to help people to know about their relationship with Krishna and act in their relationship to Krishna, to give them knowledge of Krishna and how to revive their dormant pure love of Krishna that will make them happy, that will make them free from birth and death, that will make them free from envy and pride and attachment and everything else that stirs up in the heart when one ceases to love. So on the order of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who brought real love to this world, to the Western world, had no idea of love of Krishna. So on his order, I am attempting to transmit the same message of love that he gave. And in that sense, I can say, I love you all. I love you all. That's my natural, innate propensity, as it is with all of you. So let us love all each other, every living being, by putting Krishna at the center. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama.